Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 139 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the Nation Station, Radio TH, on Sunday, 22nd of October, 2023. Today with a fiddle solo from Andrew Knight, who played Stool of Repentance by Neil Gow. Andrew has been with Ewan this weekend playing for the RSCDS Sutton Coalfield Weekend of Dance, held at the Paddocks Hotel in Simmons Yat. All the dances today are from the weekend programmes, which were chosen to reflect the history of these weekends. Before I go further, I would like to thank Marge Rankin for getting in touch with a question about one of the tunes in last week's show. It's lovely to hear from listeners and be able to share any additional information we can. Okay, back to the weekend of dance. These were started by Barry Priddy, who became class teacher at Sutton Coalfield in 1980, as a chance to try out his and other new dances, and were first held at Horsey Manor. George Meikle has been a long-time friend of Sutton Coalfield branch, and until recently was their resident musician. Our first dance is The Flight of the Falcon, a jig with alternating tandem diagonal reels of three in, published in Barry's book Anniversary Tensum. There are five recordings, all beginning with different tunes, though Ian Cruikshanks actually composed and recorded a named tune. However, today I have chosen Colin Dewar's version, as he plays eight tunes.
Thank you.
Colin Dewar played Jackie Johnston by Ian Holmes, Heather Hills by Angus Fitchett, Dorothy Lewis Jig by Addie Harper, The Gobbio, Ness Bothan by Fergie MacDonald, Jim Anderson's Delight by Ronnie Cooper, Mr. and Mrs. McGinn's Welcome to Minigaff by Ronnie Easton, and Stuart Anderson by David Roth for The Flight of the Falcon on Special Requests Volume 6. Sutton Coldfield shares many dancers with neighbouring Birmingham branch, where Anna Campbell Holden taught, and she devised the three-couple Strathspey Firth Clyde in 1989, and it was included in Birmingham's Diamond Jubilee book in 2006, for which George Meikle and the Lothian Band recorded the CD. In the dance, one set, cast, danced down between the threes, and cast up to second place, a three-couple Allemande, all advance and retire for one step, cross right and circle left halfway. The bottom two couples, ones and threes, three-quarter turn right hand, half a reel of four, three-quarter turn right hand, to finish 2-3-1. Firth Clyde is by Muriel Johnston, and George Meikle followed this with Lady Madalena Sinclair by William Marshall and Captain Campbell, which is traditional. A little further away, but acknowledging their very welcome support of dancing events, we go to Bristol for The Real Mr. Ian Stewart Robertson by Barbara de Winton. This was selected by the RSCDS for inclusion in Book 42 for the 70th Summer School, and was maybe one of the first quick-time RSCDS dances which specifies giving hands in reflection reels, a practice once only associated with Strathspeys. Marian Anderson's Scottish Dance Band recorded the CD. The tunes for Mr. Ian Stuart Robertson were The Langford Cayley by Hugh Ferguson, whose obituary is in the current edition of The Scottish Dancer, Sky Barbecue by Alistair Fraser, and two by George Carmichael, Jim and Marilyn Healy's Reel and Clancy's Salsa. Another very popular dance by Anna Holden is the Rothsay Rant for a square set, first published in the Birmingham Book 1973. Very simply, all half-turn partner, set in a circle, half-turn next person and set, then facing inwards, sides, dance, half-ladies chain and half-rights and lefts, the ends repeat, or circle round and back. Good for beginners and non-dancers, as it is all right, left, etc. This recording by Frank Reed and his band is from their 1976 LP, Dance Time. Although there is a tune called The Rothsay Rant by Beryl Johnston, the early recordings like this one from Frank Reed use The Directors by Bert Murray. For our eight-time Strathspey, the obvious choice is Sands of Mora, devised by Barry Priddy in 1983 for the Glasgow Diamond Jubilee, and to include his formation, The Tourbillon, then finally adopted by the RSCDS for Book 45 in 2005, for which George Meikle recorded the CD. The lead tune for Sons of Morra is the traditional Pinky House, and the other tunes which George Meikle and the Lothian Band played were the Bobby Harvey Strathspey by Angus Fitchett, Stuart Strathspey by Eric Allen, and Lady Marie Parker by Neil Gow. Another prolific dance deviser in the Midlands was Jean Atwood, who lived in Loughborough, devised 152 dances, most of them self-published. A reel I've always liked, with a good backstory, is Lady Sophia Lindsay. She was the daughter-in-law of Archibald Campbell, the 9th Earl of Argyll, who she helped to escape from Edinburgh Castle in 1681. The tandem chase and Hands Across in bars 5-16 depict Lady Sophia and her page arriving and going up the spiral staircases with the guards. The tandem reels in bars 17-24 are Lady Sophia and her father-in-law, now in the page's clothes, making their way out past the guards, who then, in bars 25-32, set up a hue and cry after the Earl's escape was discovered. George Meikle and the Lothian Band recorded this in 1986, along with many other Midlands dances, but we will hear a slightly later version by Ian J. Morrison from the cassette See You Jimmy. Morrison played Sheila McGregor by Alistair McGregor, Elegant Esther Gray by Lindsay Ross, The Old Fire Engine by himself, and Ben the Blacksmith by Callum McLean for Jean Atwood's dance Lady Sophia Lindsay. Barry Priddy's successor as teacher and dance deviser at Sutton Coldfield was Gillian Jennings, who has devised over 90 dances, many of them self-published in her 6 Catherine de Barnes collections. This 8x32 bar jig, The Grumpy Gentleman, was written for her husband, Mick. She later wrote one called Grumpy's Wife. And it was included in the Birmingham Diamond Jubilee book, with George Meikle composing the named tune. Thank you. Grumpy Gentleman by George Meikle, then Garster's Dream, The Jimmy Harris Jig by Angus Fitchett, and Granny Wade's Jig by Maureen Rutherford. And Garster's Dream ties us neatly to this next dance, as Ewan plays it as the second tune in De Trowy Reel from The Stagger Inn. And our next dance is Ewan's Midnight Medley, which was my contribution to the Stagger Inn dance book. And I taught it first, in earnest, at the first weekend of dance after the pandemic 2 years ago. Tunes, played entirely by Ewan Galloway, were Frolics at Midnight by Susan McFadgin, Miss Audrey Hinchcliffe's Strathspey by Sir Jimmy Shand, Ewan's Midnight Mayhem by Shona McFadgin, and Bonnie Charlie by Neil Gow. Back to Jean Atwood again for her five-couple jig Fivepenny Ness, which is right on the north of the Isle of Lewis. I included this dance on the Sunday Class Recorded Highlights Volume 1 CD in the hope that more people would dance it. It is fun, not difficult, but quite pacey, and Jim Lindsay produced an excellent recording. You just need to remember that ones and fives begin in promenade hold for reels of three across, but finish in second and fourth places, and then while they circle with the threes, twos and fours do a Poll Harrow Burn-style chase to the other ends. Chasers then become weavers, as they weave their way down or up the sides to end all in original places. Then the last eight bars, ones cross and weave and cross and weave to get to the bottom, ready to start again as the new fives. Jim Lindsay played Mr. and Mrs. Alex Ross by John McGregor, Balloch Isle by Peter MacLeod, and Christine McCaskill by Douglas Maxwell. Continuing with our roundup of influential Midlands dance devisers, we will have one by Jenny Bradley of Nottingham, another whose obituary is in this October's Scottish Dancer. Jenny has had only two of her 57 dances recognised by the RSCTS, James Senior of St Andrews in Book 42, and then this year, possibly posthumously, Nottingham Lace in Book 53. James Senior of St Andrews was, of course, the dance shoe manufacturer. It is a four-couple strathspey with threes and fours on opposite sides. Book 42 is Marian Anderson's only RSCDS CD.
Thank you.
and the band played The Cotterhoose by Bert Murray, Mrs. Fordyce of Ayton Strathspey by Robert McIntosh, Mr. A. G. Wilkins' Favourite by James Scott Skinner, and Mrs. Charlotte Renton by John Renton. And we are going to finish with one of my favourite dances, Mrs. Stuart Linnell by John Bailey, written for his daughter's wedding when John was living in South Worcestershire, in the next but one village to me. The dance is an 8x40 reel, of which there were not so many recordings available to try it out in those days. And John chose None So Pretty with the lead tune of Johnny and Nethermains by Neil Gow. The dance is in Imperial Book 3, and the first three Imperial books, certainly, contained the dances which had been prize winners in the annual competition held by the ISTD, the Imperial School of Teachers of Dance. Colin Dewar included a track for Mrs. Stuart Linnell on Special Request 8, but by that time I had already got too used to using Neil Barron's version of None So Pretty, so that is what we will hear today.
Thank you.
Neil Barron played Johnny in Nethermains by Neil Gow, The Lasser Gowrie, and two of his own tunes, George Darling's Reel and The Merlion. We're going to play out with Sarah's song, played by Ewan, and dedicated today to Sarah Horn. Hope you are coping with your current peripatetic life and managing to fit in some dancing occasionally. Thank you to Ewan and Andrew for the great weekend we had, to Andy Phillip back at bass at Radio GH, and all of you for continuing to tune in. More next week. Bye!